Is out there. I'm Kotrin, and I will be the host for today's twat. This is my first of many twats, so be on the lookout. Anyway, today's program is about site snippets. We will be discussing how to install this wonderful feature and how to optimize it to fit your needs. Some of you may have seen snippets in use on a text editor called TextMate on popular screencasts such as all the Ruby screencasts. Well, this text editor is OS X only, and the owner has no plans of porting it. So that leaves us Linux users and those Windows users over there in the dust. But not really, because we have Site. The creator of Site made a lua file, L-U-A, that allows for snippets to be in use on the site. For those ill-informed, snippets are ways to program and very quickly. It allows for you to type in a short keyword and then a snippet command, and then this creates a cookie cutter template of what you want. For example, I can type in CLA, press my snippets command, which in my case is Control I, and then I will have a whole class template set up. From there, I can work my way through specified scopes of the snippet, which I might explain later, unless I forget. So basically, this template sets up, and then things that I've specified that I wanted to edit in the template, I can go through and edit, skipping chunks of code that I don't need to touch, which is beautiful. But this isn't just for classes, this is for if statements, maps, blocks, whatever, anything, methods, everything. The key thing to note is that it just sets up a chunk of code that is you've defined, and you can tab your way through it and edit what you want and only what you want. And it makes programming insanely fast if you know all your shortcuts and whatnot. So, if you believe my explanation was rather poor, which I do, go watch some screencasts. I'll link one or two in the show notes. Visual explanations are always a lot better. But let us move on to installing snippets in Site. The rest of this talk will assume you have Site installed and you're not an idiot, meaning you know how to navigate your own PC. Okay, first you need to download the snippets.lua from the Site website, which, if you don't know the URL, it will be in the show notes. Once you have it downloaded, put it in a nice file where you want it to be. Then with your favorite text editor, open up the main siteglobal.properties file. Then you'll need to add the main snippet config to this file. The snippet config code will be found in the show notes because I don't feel like spelling out X amount of lines, and I believe X is equal to like 15 or something. You'll be able to tell. Anyway, refer to the show notes for that. Edit up the location of your snippets.lua file. If you don't do that, none of it's going to work. You're going to suck. You're going to cry. Moving on. to test that everything is installed right, open up site and type in path and then the snippet command, which is defaulted to control I. This should delete the word path and input the path to your file that you're opening. In some cases, you may have to save it before it'll do this because it's in a default location running a temp file, and so it might freaks out. At least for me, I know I have to save it before I do anything. All right, time to make our own snippets. If you refer to the show notes again, because there's a lot of links everywhere, there's a Ruby script that will help you generate snippet code for you. The snippet code is what we insert into our main snippet LUA file that allows us to, when we type in our command specified, it just shows up the code that we want. You know, it configures it all for you. Make sure you have Ruby installed. It's beautiful. Anyway, so what I did was I put all my snippets in a file called ruby.lua because I mainly code in Ruby because it's beautiful. Then I added a require line to snippets.lua, which is require space single quote file name single quote. This makes it so for all my Ruby snippets, I have them in one file. And then if I were to make PHP snippets, I'd add them in one file. It makes it way easier to manage. It's nice to be organized when dealing with tons of files and tons of code, just in general. So it's smart to do. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm sure there's going to be a lot more fiddling you're going to have to do than what I've just quickly touched base with. Thus, I highly recommend, if not obligate you, to go to the site website and read the documentation yourself. This point was basically just to get the fact out that site does have snippets that you might have seen in TextMate, and you need to understand the power of snippets. Like, it's just, boom, code, code, code. People will be like, but that's not real code. Of course it is. You've typed in the snippet yourself, thus, in essence, you've typed in all the code the snippet's generating for you. The more code you can produce, the better. If you haven't seen remote pair programming at DEF CON, go download the presentation. They also say the faster you can pump out code, the better. So, I mean, snippets, amazing. Amazing. Anyway, one thing that was really cool about the site snippets that TextMate does not have, which gives it an advantage over TextMate, is that they have nested snippets. Now, a nested snippet is, for example, if I had C and I pressed my snippet command and it made a class template, and then when I'm inside a class, I press C and it made a different template. Like, instead of a class template, it made a method with the name C, or something like that. So, I mean, that's nested. That's when you're inside your main thing, you can set it up so that snippets do differently when they're inside other things. Which is cool, because then you don't have to memorize a ton of different snippets and make up random names like Susie locks and press enter and that makes a template or something. That's ridiculous. So you just remember a couple and remember where they're nested correctly. You're good to go. Anyway. Yeah. In conclusion, go to the site website. I will link you to the main snippets page in the show notes. So, you need to go there and read it. You need to install snippets. You need to get your ass to programming. Programming. Anyway. But just so you know, this twat was ridiculously irrelevant to those who have OS X with TextMate, because that is an amazing text editor. And to those of you who do, awesome. You wasted however many minutes of your life listening to me ramble on my first twat, which, from right now, my own consensus is pretty ridiculously terrible. But you know what? I don't care. Anyway, start downloading everything, go install it, get it. Until next time, boys and girls, and all of you other things. See you later.